Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Superman matches wits with villainous racketeer Brock Nielsen as Editor Perry White's very existence hangs on a thread.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, I bet you'd have a hard time if someone asked you to pick out your favorite comic button in this new series that now comes in packages of Kellogg's Pep. Maybe you'd say Barney Google is the funniest, with his big pug nose and his popping eyes and that silly-looking silk hat. And you'd like Brenda Starr because she's so good-looking. Of course, maybe Superman would get the most votes because he's so doggone handsome with his red cape flying in the wind. Of course, no matter which is your favorite, you'll want to collect all 18 different buttons in this new series. You'll want the fun of trading duplicates with your pals, too. And you wouldn't miss the thrill of wearing Pep comic buttons pinned on your jacket or dress or cap. So how about asking Mom to be sure to get you some Kellogg's Pep? That's the only way you can get these swell comic buttons, you know. You don't send in either money or a box stop. But inside every package of Kellogg's Pep you open, there's a nifty new comic button for your collection. And what else do you get from a package of Pep? Mighty terrific eating, believe me. Why, a bowl of those whole wheat flakes for breakfast really starts your day off right. Gives you energy, vitamin B1, and good old sunshine, vitamin D. And is this a tasty way to take in all that good nourishment? I mean, Pep's terrific. Yes, sir, you'll want lots of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. When he defied warnings to stop exposing a vicious housing racket in the Daily Planet, Editor Perry White was abducted and taken to an old warehouse by order of Brock Nielsen, the leader of the racketeers, who then phoned Clark Kent and threatened that if the Planet printed another story about his operations, White was doomed. Kent managed to learn Nielsen's address, and as Superman streaked to the racketeer's apartment, Nielsen, however, was out, and Superman had no other choice but to wait for him to return. Meanwhile, unaware of the latest developments, Assistant Editor Burroughs ordered another big story on the housing swindle to be published in the Planet. And as we continue now, at a newsstand near his apartment, Nielsen and Brownie, a henchman, have purchased the noon edition of the Daily Planet, which has just arrived. Listen.
Now, let's have a look at this paper, Brownie.
Does it have a story about us, Mr. Nielsen? Look at this.
Right on the first page.
Racketeers, fleece war veterans of millions of dollars in huge housing swindle, sell land and homes they do not own. How do you like that?
I don't.
I thought you told Clark Kent it would be the end of Perry White if the Planet ran another story about it.
Not so loud. Come over in this doorway.
Okay, but I
did tell that to Kent on the phone, but apparently he thought I was bluffing.
Well, were you?
No, I wasn't, and Kent's going to find it out. Because we're going to take care of White and then tell Kent that if he won't be good, he or somebody else in his office will be next. That'll show him we mean business.
But it's awfully risky.
Don't worry, I know what I'm doing. Where's the car?
Just around the corner.
Okay, now get this. I want you to get the car and drive to the warehouse where Joe and Eddie are holding White. Stop in the alley and blow the horn four times.
Uh-huh.
Four long blasts. Joe and Eddie will know what to do. Do you understand?
You mean about White?
Yes, yes. I told them that when they hear your horn, four long blasts, they were to give it to White and then come down to the alley. Now you pick them up, drive them across the river, and then come back to the apartment. I'll be waiting there for you. You got that?
Yeah, but look, Mr. Neal.
Whatever it is, skip it. Get going, Brownie. There's no time to waste.
Okay, Mr. Nielsen, you're the boss.
What the... Who?
I've been waiting a long time for you to come home, Mr. Nielsen.
Who are you?
Let's just say I'm a friend of Perry White's.
Perry what? Say, how did you get in my apartment?
I flew in.
Oh, wise guy, eh? Well, get up from that chair and let me have a good look at you.
Gladly.
And don't try anything. This gun in my hand is loaded.
The gun won't help you.
Oh, no? Stay where you are. What kind of a costume do you call that?
Take a good look. Recognize me?
Why, it's Superman.
That's right. Now, Mr.
No,
Nielsen,
no, it's a trick. Don't move.
Sorry, Mr.
You
Nielsen.
You can't be Superman. You're just...
I am Superman. Now, let's get
don't
out of here.
Don't move, I said. I'll shoot.
Go ahead. Satisfied now?
The bullets, they bounced right off you.
Of course.
You are Superman.
Yes. And now that we've got that over, let's get down to cases. Where's Perry White?
I don't know.
Don't give me that. You're the man I talked to on the phone, and Mr. White was with you. So talk now and talk fast. Where is he? Well, I'm waiting.
Look, I'll make a deal with you.
A deal?
Yes.
With me?
Yes. You've got me, all right. But you'll never find White unless I say so. Now, I'm willing to make a deal with you.
Yes?
You promise to let me go, and I'll tell you where White is.
Nothing doing. You're wanted for grand larceny, two murders, and now kidnapping, and the police will be glad to see you.
But wait. Unless you deal with me, there won't be any Perry White.
Really?
You heard me. Everything's set for him to be finished in a few minutes unless I call it off, and I won't call it off unless you and I make a deal.
Now, look, I hate to get rough, Nielsen, but since you say Mr. White has only a few minutes to live...
That's right.
I'll have to forget about turning you into the police to get the truth out of you. There isn't time for that now, so I'll have to get a quick confession out of you myself.
Let go. What are you going to do?
You'll find out. Up with this window. Now, up and away!
We're flying.
Yes. We're 5 miles up, Nielsen. Getting cold?
Yes, but... Well, you can't scare me.
We'll see about that. Are you going to tell me where Perry White is?
No. If you turn me in, I'll get a life sentence, so I won't talk unless you make a deal.
Well, let me see. I think the Sky Roller Coaster will make you change your mind. Away! Having fun, Nielsen?
Look out!
Ready to tell me where Mr. White is?
No.
You're a tough customer, but I think a drop through space will soften you up.
What do you mean?
I mean I'm going to let you fall.
No. I'll be killed.
Are you ready to talk?
No, wait.
Okay, then. Here you go. So long.
Stop. Help. Superman.
Help. All right. I've got you, Nielsen. This time. Next time I may not catch you on time. Now, are you ready to tell me where Mr. White is?
No, I won't. Not unless you promised to let me get away.
Still stubborn, eh? Well, you won't stay stubborn long. Away!
Hey, Joe. How long do you think we'll have to stay holed up in this warehouse with this old goat Perry White? Huh, Joe?
I told you what Nielsen said. For certain stories in a new edition of the Daily Planet, Nielsen's going to send Brownie over here in a car, see? He'll give the horn 4 long blasts, see? That means we give White the business and then scram with Brownie, see?
Well, me, I hope the story ain't in the Planet. Because I don't like no rough stuff, especially on Christmas.
Stop being a softy. Remember that Brock Nielsen is the boss, see? And what he says goes, see?
Yeah, sure, I know. But
shut
I was...
Shut up. Give me a pain in the neck.
Hey, what's the matter with White?
Who cares?
Well, I don't think...
care plenty, you hoodlums, unless you take these ropes off me.
Hey, he got the gag out of his mouth, Joe.
I guess we better put it back.
Now, look here.
Oh, what for? He could yell his head off and nobody would hear him.
Now, listen to me, you...
Shut up, Grandpa.
Grandpa? What? Why, for two
shut
pins,
up,
I
said. I'll smack you so hard you won't need a gag, see?
Now, you listen to me. You men are crazy if you think you can get away with this. Don't you know kidnapping is a capital offense in this state?
Get him, Eddie. A comedian.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll both flap out of the other side of your mouth when the police catch up with you for abducting a private citizen, the editor of a great newspaper. And if you do anything about finishing me,
if a certain story was in your newspaper today, we'll do more to you than just talking.
Wait,
Eddie.
Yeah.
You wouldn't dare.
No.
Let me tell you something.
You'll just wait and see.
Hey, Joe, the car horn.
Yeah, shut up, listen.
Is it Brownie?
Yeah, 4 blasts. That's him, all right. Okay, Grandpa. This is it. The end of the line for you.
No, wait a minute, Joe. Maybe we can find
Eddie. Some... We got work to do. Come on.
Thank you. rising to their feet, Joe and Eddie approach the helpless Perry White. What will happen? We'll return in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, you know what I found out the other day? Well, I discovered that the girls in our block have collected more different comic buttons from that new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out than the fellas have. And the boys are sure worked up about it. No kidding. They're getting busy right now trying to get ahead of the girls. Well, it's a load of fun, isn't it, gang? First off, it's exciting when Mom opens a new package of Pep to see which button you'll find inside. Maybe it's Judy or Corky from Gasoline Alley, or the Inspector, or Superman himself. Or maybe it'll be a duplicate. Even more fun, because then you can negotiate a trade with one of your pals. And no matter which button it is, it's bound to be mighty keen looking. Bright comic strip colors on a sparkling white background, a real humdinger. And you know, the best part is, it's so easy to collect these nifty buttons. You don't send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to ask Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and look inside every package for your new comic button. You can look forward to some mighty good eating, too, when Pep heads the breakfast menu. These good whole wheat flakes have the good flavor that makes you want to eat hearty. They're loaded with catchy sunshine flavor. That's P-E-P, gang. The sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As Joe and Eddie in the warehouse with Perry White hear the four blasts of the car horn signaling the end for the gray-haired editor, Perry White, Superman is high in the sky with Brock Nielsen, trying to force the racketeer leader to reveal where White is being held. As we join them now, miles up in the sky, Superman is saying,
"Talk, Nielsen, and talk fast, or I'm going to let you fall again."
No, don't do it, Superman.
Then tell me, where is Perry White?
Come on,
talk fast, or I'll let you fall.
Where is he?
Yes?
He's in the warehouse on Clinton Street.
Where on Clinton Street?
Number 72.
72 Clinton, eh? All right, then.
But I'm afraid it's too late.
What?
My man Brownie must be there already.
You'd better pray, Nielsen. Pray that it's not too late. Away!
Carrying the thoroughly cowed racketeer leader, Superman rockets through the sky, bound for the warehouse on Clinton Street, where Joe has just said to Perry White,
"This is it, Grandpa. This is the end of the line for you."
Will Superman, traveling with the speed of light, be in time to save the gray-haired editor who dared to defy a ruthless gang of racketeers? Tomorrow tells the story, so don't miss it. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, when you shiver out of bed on a frosty morning, gang, that's Crumbles weather. That's when you want a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Kellogg's Crumbles. Why, just the name makes you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sort of sweet and mellow rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those crinkly shreds of real whole wheat. You bet, gang, this is Crumbles weather. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.